You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The race for Sedgwick County's 3rd District is between a current commissioner and a retired TV news journalist. Republican David Dennis wants a second term to complete unfinished county business. Democrat Mike Uens spent a career reporting on local government and now has the time to serve in a leadership role. KMUW's Deborah Schar has more on the race.
Being a Sedgwick County Commissioner is actually David Dennis's 3rd career, and he's not ready to retire from public service.
We still have some things to do out in western Sedgwick County.
Before he was elected to represent the 3rd District, Dennis was a teacher for 11 years. Before that, he was in the U.S. Air Force for 29 years and retired at the rank of colonel. He says that background, as well as serving on a variety of local, state, and regional organizations, prepared him to serve the county.
We've got 40 departments in Sedgwick County alone, and they're very diverse departments. If you don't have some understanding of how that works and some understanding of how the budgeting process works, you're going to be behind the power curve right away.
Mike Uen retired in 2016 from a career in local TV news that spanned more than 3 decades. As a reporter, he often covered Sedgwick County government. He says through his work, he developed an understanding of complex county operations and was able to present both sides of issues to the public. That invaluable experience, he says, makes him an ideal candidate for the county commission.
We need a wide variety of people that represent the wide variety of people we have in the community. And so I think anyone, really, with a good mind and willing to listen, a person who's analytical, could make a good county commissioner.
Uen says the county's response to the COVID-19 pandemic exposed a lack of strong leadership on the county commission. He says commissioners failed to act on local health officer Gerald Minn's recommendations and instead left controversial decisions up to Minn's.
I kind of thought there were times when the county commission delegated that authority to Dr. Minn's so that they wouldn't take the political heat.
Dennis acknowledges that the county has struggled with balancing the health and economic needs of the community with protections to contain the deadly virus.
We're still improving. We haven't got everything right to this point. We know that. But we're doing our best to protect the community, to make sure that the folks stay healthy.
County commissioners are the Board of Health for the community, but Dennis says they've never had to deal with a crisis quite like the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have to take a look at what we did over these past couple months since March and see what we can do better next time.
Uen knows the county's public policy priorities are on hold for the time being as leaders deal with the fallout from the pandemic. Once the county shifts its focus back to non-COVID-related business, Uen would like to see improvements to mental health and substance abuse services.
I think we need more beds, more facilities to take the load off ComCare, an already overburdened system, to take the load off the courts, and to take the load off our jail.
Addressing behavioral health needs in the community is one of Uen's top campaign issues. Like all candidates running for office during a pandemic, Uen had to adjust his strategies for reaching out to voters. Still, the tried and true methods of working the phones, putting out literature, and fundraising are bringing in support.
Most of my contributions to my campaign have been the small numbers, the $25, the $50, the $100 donations. So nobody controls me. Nobody's pulling my strings. I am who I am. I speak my views.
Dennis created a citizens advisory board for the 3rd District early in his first term, fulfilling a campaign promise. The group meets monthly to provide feedback and recommendations to Dennis, but takes no binding action. He says he'll continue to focus on his core priorities if he's elected to another term.
My main goals are public safety, including behavioral health, making sure that we keep the taxes as low as possible and get people back to work.
The county's 3rd District is the largest of the 5 districts in land and population. Registered Republicans outnumber Democrats by more than 2-1. There's also a large group of unaffiliated voters. As a first-time candidate, Uen says he's encouraged to see younger voters engaged in this year's election cycle.
It gives me hope that I see so many more young people not just getting involved in voting, but even getting involved in the election process.
Dennis beat a 2-term Republican in the 2016 primary and then won the general election with about 64% of the vote. Results from the November 3rd election will show if voters approve of his work on the Sedgwick County Commission. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Schar.